So this week I got to come to London to kind of promote the NFL playing here in London. And we were here with the other seven teams, so eight of us total, and got to see how big the stadium is, how far the fans are away. It's been kind of cool. You know, we've experienced a lot of different things. And my nanny, who's my grandma on my mom's side, we call her Nanny though, is from Banbury, which is kind of close to London. It's like about an hour train ride, but she said she had some family out here that I hadn't met, and a couple that I had. So coming over here, I thought it would be a good time to, you know, maybe visit them or talk to them for a little bit. And we kind of had a little slim window there, so we actually got to go to a pub that was around from the 1500s with them. And to be over here, it kind of was just like a piece of our family history that I got to experience.
Welcome to the UK. I believe it's your first trip over here. What have you made of it?
Yeah, it is. We got in Saturday, and it's really an awesome place. And the people here, the history of the buildings, and just kind of everything about it. There's just a unique charm to it, and we've really enjoyed our time here. We've just been around kids that love the game, adults that love the game, fans.
I know it. As soon as I heard the name Joel, I thought, is this going to be...
How's it going?
Yeah, not too bad.
Joel, wow. Nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you. I'm Dan.
But I think what we've done this week is really promoted the NFL and showed them why it's such a good time and why people in America love this sport. The main thing is have fun and win. We got to kind of do like a mock combine for some of the media members and stuff. And we met a guy, Bayo, who's supposedly the world's strongest soccer player here.
How you doing, buddy? Cool. Quick question.
Yeah.
Because I was sitting there.
Yeah.
How old are you?
25.
Oh, you said this, man. Oh, my. I'm 10 years older than you, and you hurt. Whoa, Flo! Man. Well, let me get a picture with the big one.
He's pretty impressive. He doesn't look like a soccer player by any means.
I'm the quarterback.
Yep. You're the quarterback. So we got...
No, where am I standing if I'm...
You're behind me, behind me.
Knew that.
Yep. He wants the ball.
I want the ball.
Give him the ball, man.
I don't want to run nowhere. Somebody like you, I'm trying to pin you. And then like,
gotcha.
Use your body weight.
So that night, we ended up going to a UK NFL fan forum. And we spoke in front of maybe 500 fans. They all had their own NFL jerseys. We had some Cleveland supporters, which was really cool to see. And it was good. I mean, I was shocked again by the knowledge of the fans. They kind of asked some pretty tricky questions. But I think it was a cool way to interact with the fans, and something that will get a better fan base growing here. Oh my God.
Let's be honest, it's an absolute horror show.
So we ended up going to this thing called the Summer Bowl, which, I mean, the thousands of kids were out there playing flag football. Got it! So we went out and we were getting them fired up. We're teaching them some chants. Ready?
Yeah.
Here we go, brownies. Here we go. Here we go, brownies. Here we go. It was such a cool experience. You know, I kind of walked out there and I'm like, how competitive is this going to be? And you didn't really know. I went in for lunch and I came back out and I think I heard a bunch of yelling and stuff. And they're really playing American football. I mean, they knew what they were doing. And most of these kids only been playing for a few weeks. Today we kind of came out here and we had a little mock soccer game, and they threw the ref jersey on me because I was too good to probably actually be a player for it. Good match.
Nah.
Throwing a flag on him. Good match.
Red dot. Red dot. Let's go.
Oh my gosh! It's kind of cool to be out here. You get misconceptions or perceptions of players that you don't know against. You know, I've blocked Brandon Williams probably 300 times in my career already, and just seeing that he's such a, you know, joking guy and stuff like that, it gives you kind of a different perspective. After this week here in London, I've really learned that there's a fan base here. They're excited for us to come. It's such a historic place, and I think it's one of those things that as players we're going to be able to be like, hey, we played London, hopefully we won a game in London. It's going to be a cool thing to talk about for years to come, and I think the NFL is doing a really good job over here, and we're kind of all just one family that wants the NFL to be successful.